I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Gavin, you're an idiot. Gavin, you consistently make dumbass comments. Just a sampling of what I'm looking at here from the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text
line. Did I have any dumbass comments in there, too? I felt like I make dumbass comments.
Yeah. Well, your self-awareness is at an all-time high, and we appreciate you.
Is it true?
No. There's not a whole lot of broadest hate today. No, mostly just attacking the general.
Yeah.
Which means he's on fire.
What dumbass comments did you have today?
I'm going after their tackles, probably. Guiding steel a little bit. You know, they want to believe, and I get it. I want to believe as well. I'm ready. Okay.
I would replace the right tackle.
I like that. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king himself, Brian.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. Let's leave Gavin alone. He's making some points.
It fuels him. No, this is good
Gavin
for him.
Leave Gavin alone.
I leave him alone.
Thank you, Lucius.
Yeah, bro.
That's much needed.
Remember that old Brittany? Leave Brittany alone. Yeah. Brought us went there with you.
I'll tell you what, man. Just leave him alone. Just being trying to be a good teammate.
Back up off my guy.
Yeah. I don't have none of that.
Brian will take a swing at you.
You're talking to my guy all wrong.
I'm taking my guy all wrong there. Talking to him all wrong. We all watched Micah Parsons play a little bit yesterday, didn't we?
Sure did. It was interesting he didn't start.
Yeah. Interesting. I went back and watched all his plays, this is the only time I'm going to do this. This is it. This is the one time. I just was curious how week one was going to look for him.
Hey, correction, week four. I got a feeling you'll probably do it.
Oh, yeah.
He's at AT&T Stadium.
No question. You're right about that. I'll see him play in week four. But this is my one time of doing it. But this is interesting, too. I was doing they'll always do the metric stuff to go along with what I watch. This is what the metrics people said about him, though. This is like, after playing one snap in the first quarter, Micah Parsons played 28 snaps in the final three quarters in his Packer debut. Okay, he was traded just 10 days ago. He made an impact, they're saying, in his limited play time, both against the run and as a pass rusher. The Packers' defense allowed a negative 2 yards rushing on 7 plays with Micah on the field against the run, compared to 48 yards on 15 carries without Parsons. As a pass rusher, he generated 3 pressures on 17 pass rushes, including a pressure that helped force an interception as well as a sack after being double-teamed. Jared Goff got rid of the ball more than a half second quicker when Parsons was on the field, 2.8 seconds, compared to off the field, 3.3. What the metrics were saying about that kind of effort.
Yeah, yeah.
What's interesting about the way they played him, I was surprised how much that they lined him up across from Penei Sewell.
They liked that matchup.
They must have felt like that was something that, you know, that they could maybe take advantage of. One of the best tackles in the league. I was surprised they didn't. Now, they moved him. He played left and right end. He also took a snap over the center.
Mm-hmm. Got to do some of that with him.
Yeah, you got to kind of move him around. But the one sack that he had, a lot of it had to do with, to me, Goff is slow out of the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't run well in space.
Didn't know he was coming, probably.
They got a double team. They got a double team on the play, and Micah was able to kind of fight through the double team with on the off the left side.
It is pretty awesome to watch him rush.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, he showed far more power in this game. I mean, you're thinking like, gosh dang, did he get stronger?
That's the thing about him,
dude. Did he get stronger as a player? Because there were a couple of times, like say he split the double team, chase Goff. Goff's got to get rid of that ball. You can't outrun Micah Parsons. It's just not going to happen.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit Men'sTeaClinic.com. That's Men'sTeaClinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happen. But there was a couple of times in the run game where he stood Penei Sewell up. I mean, stood him up, like hand in the chest, one hand in the chest, and like held the point of attack. Man, I wonder if the guy got, because we didn't see him practice all summer, right?
Mm-mm, just been lifting.
But man, he showed some power in this game, playing the run. Playing against double team, and the always the questions about him were, can he play the run? How is he going to play the run? And in this particular game, he was in the limited opportunities that he got.
Mm-hmm.
He held up pretty well. He held up pretty well on this. So, like I said, it's the last time I'm gonna watch. But there was times where Penei Sewell had him, like got him. He didn't get the rush or the push. He walked him back one time into golf, but just like a one-on-one, got underneath him and just like that sumo wrestler move, just drove him straight back into golf. But yeah. Man, he looks like a different player strength-wise.
Well, I wonder too if just the general freshness and not playing as many snaps helps him be able to defend the run a little bit better.
Because maybe opening, you're saying opening gassed. Day.
Well, opening day, but then also just simply only playing like less than 50% of the snaps.
No training camp.
Yeah. Fresh. Just generally more fresh as opposed to when you're playing 80%+ of the snaps. Like you're just, I mean, that's what they talk about with run defense. You start gassing these guys down and then late in the game, you can really start to tear them up. But he didn't really have to deal with that. So that was probably a bonus to his run defense, but when it comes to just the impact versus the pass, it's pretty obvious. I mean, he was on the field for three of the Packers' four sacks. He had the three pressures. Yeah. Three pressures in a game where he played less than 50% of the snaps.
17,
and the on-off splits, Goff averaged .44 EPA per dropback, 6 yards per dropback with Parsons on the sideline. Yeah. And those numbers dropped to minus .24 EPA and a 3.3 yards per dropback when Parsons was on the field. So the impact was absolutely there. One of the interceptions he threw is because he got a great inside rush on the right tackle.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's just, it's interesting. They talk about Myles Garrett being a guy who's just too bendy to be that size. Yeah. And then Micah, a guy at his size, it's like he's too explosive and too strong. When you just look at him, he's so much more explosive and strong than you think he is. And because you have to respect his speed so much, it opens up the door for him to just slip inside sometimes. And that's what he did on that interception.
I think he's gotten stronger, though.
Yeah, and maybe.
I really do. I think he's gotten to the point where he knows now he has to be. And he didn't look like he lost any explosiveness at all.
No.
I mean, usually when you get bigger, you get bulkier, and you don't explode as much. he doesn't look that at all.
Must have got that epidural on his back to be generating that kind of power. I think being fresh as well is an angle with Micah Parsons because, you know, there's been critique of his ability to play an entire season. Maybe it's week one Hulkamania. But he's probably also really energized by the crowd, by being in a new spot.
There's a lot of truth to that for sure. All right, if I could, I know I got a minute or so left here. Vach Lombardi and I did a show together this morning, and he asked me an interesting question of like let it ride or change something out, and people are like saying, "Damn, Brian, it's week one. You're wanting to change players out.
Week one knee jerks, bench him."
And so let me ask you this though: of these positions of running back, defensive tackle, linebacker, and defensive end. Tell me which position you would let ride for another week, or you need to make a change. Something needs to be different.
Okay, running back, I think they got it just fine. I like Javonte Williams. I'm encouraged by what he might be able to do. Defensive tackle, as soon as Winfrey gets healthy, I want to plug him in there, but I like what they were doing there. At linebacker, I don't think they have a good linebacker. I think you're going to be able to watch whoever plays and be like, wow, I wish the guy on the bench was in instead of that guy, and that includes Leofau. I think he had a good highlight preseason game, but I watched the all-22 of that game. Chicken with his head cut off way too many times. Defensive end's the spot there with James Houston. I want more of him, maybe a little bit less of Ezeraku as he transitions through his rookie year.
How about you, Chief?
Yeah, I pretty much agree with everything he said there. I do like Javonte Williams, but I would still like to see Jaden Blue. Mm-hmm. I understand there's a consistency and understanding the playbook and all those sorts of things, so they know better than I do, but I'm looking forward to getting that element of explosiveness on the field and sitting Miles Sanders down. Leofau, I just don't know how you could get much worse than Kenneth Murray. And Leofau on special teams was cracking heads. He's at least an energizer bunny, brings some type of emotion to the field. And then, James Houston, 9 snaps. We need to see more of him.
Yeah, I went linebacker, defensive end, running back, defensive tackle. That's the order I went in. And
that's probably fair.
Is what I would, if you're going to make changes at those positions. And by the way, before I get out of here, Eric and I did do a Love of the Star today, and that's out wherever you get your podcast.
Right on. Downloading that as we speak. Yeah, and I like the idea of changing linebacker, even though
they were just so bad.
Hey, let's send the message out that whoever is the most dialed in practice week, kind of like what Bill Belichick used to do with the Patriots, you're going to play. And maybe one of the guys will get it figured out between now and the end of the year.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
On Fox One, now you can stream your favorite live sports so you can be there live for the biggest moments.
Touchdown!
And catch history in the making.
Gibby, make three!
Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.